What up, what up, what up? This is your girl, Poetic One. We are back in the building.
Hey, y'all. Hey,
Serious
y'all.
Business
hey, y'all.
Family.
Jersey girl here.
Everybody's hey. Well.
It's your boy, Ace Book.
We made it, y'all. We alive.
We made it.
DJ Steve.
Well, we ain't make it yet.
Well, mean? I'm here.
I mean, time. It's the.
Oh, no.
My bad. Shoot.
Okay, so we in the building, y'all. It's been a while. We decided that. Which is crazy because we did a show on the coronavirus,
right?
Like a couple weeks before everything happened.
Did we jinx y'all? I don't know.
And when we did it, I think we did because we was like, "What type of mask you gonna wear?" You
right.
know what I'm saying? So all kinds of different things was happening. So once we did that, shit got real.
Got real.
And
real
we
quick.
Asked that question: what's gonna happen when coronavirus takes over? And we was like, "Shit, we good. We gonna be up in here. We gonna be partying."
We lied.
What did we say we was bringing?
Oh, shoot. We said we was bringing a lot of stuff.
I think we said we was bringing food.
Of course. Yeah. Food, alcohol.
Alcohol.
I think that was first with alcohol.
Yeah. It's always first.
I think somebody said something about some condoms or something.
I mean, we was joking and laughing. And then,
we did say condoms.
I don't know about for y'all, but I'm going to just roll right into how I reacted.
roll on in.
You know, because the school shut down first. And y'all was like, oh, it's going to be okay. Y'all be open in a little while. Remember? I was here.
I remember.
So, I got put out my job, and I was like, okay, yay, I needed a break from them bad. And, you know what I'm saying?
Didn't know it was going to be 3 months.
Facts.
So, right. So, then I took my break.
Long break.
And then, like, everybody looked like one big-ass germ. I'm not going to lie. Like,
Jesus
my kids,
Christ.
I was like, don't come near me. Don't touch me.
One big germ. Me.
They did. They looked like one big-ass germ. I made them wash their hands, take their shoes off.
You was paranoid?
Bitch, they friends will come to the door. I'd be like, your family been out of town?
Oh, out shit.
Out the country?
You That's got a fever?
Fevers?
Right.
Can you smell?
Say I.
Do you feel like you're going to throw up?
Can you taste anything?
Do you feel like you're going to throw up?
So,
was
yes.
that one of the symptoms?
Yeah, it was.
I've been nauseous for a while, y'all.
Okay, we got to go back into morning.
Lord have mercy.
I'm just saying. So, for me, it got a little real, but I slowly came out of I was crazy. They was telling me I was extra crazy. Shout out my son in the building, y'all. It's Menace, baby.
I guess we can shout him out.
He up in here.
I guess.
Yeah, so for me, it just got real, and then I slowly came back to somewhat normal.
Sorry.
Yeah, because, you know, when I left the school, a couple kids had strep throat.
Oh, hell no.
So when I,
oh, Lord.
At the end, I was like, okay.
No strep.
I looked at my. You know how you look at your throat.
Yeah.
Because you think that
something's going on.
It's going on, and then it looks swollen to me.
Oh,
so
gosh.
I was like, "Oh my God, I don't think I can breathe. Do I feel hot?" And then I found the thermometer, and I think the thermometer was jacked up because my temperature went from 101 to like 67.8.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, that's wrong.
Oh my God. So you went from dying to dying.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From dying mm-hmm. to death.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I went to urgent care, and then I'm thinking, oh God, what if I go to urgent care and they lock me up and not let me out of
because
the hospital? Because do they test for that? Like, so I made my youngest son go with me, right?
So he went in with you though. They let
yeah.
him in.
So we go in. The doctor laughed at me.
Why?
Because my throat wasn't even swollen.
Oh shit.
Oh,
but you couldn't tell me it wasn't swollen.
I know that's right. Mm. It was like when it first started, it was the worst time for everything to happen because it was also allergy season.
Right,
so people were scared to sneeze.
And
cough.
I had allergies I didn't even
know
I had.
I have allergies. So I'm like, you know, trying to swallow a cough and sneezing like that. And
my kids wasn't even allowed to cough.
Man.
I said, curb it. Just make the noise.
Just,
that's it. That's
you
all
know,
you get.
You trying to hold it in for?
You can't do the babies like that.
I did the babies like that. I'm sorry. Oh, that's the same way I did them in the school.
No, you're right. You're right.
Well, school is different from
when
your
they
babies.
When they would start coughing, I'd be like,
because this just a germ fest.
They'd be like, but
fest.
The baby is sick. I don't care.
Especially
don't
with young kids,
me.
That's just a germ fest.
Didn't you say your son had such and such the other day? Why is he here?
Take
oh, God.
Him back.
Yeah. You know.
I know.
But see, TT was different. TT would come in, and I could love on TT.
Yeah,
all
but see,
day.
TT one of them people that would sit there and be like, "Yeah, I ain't feeling well. I'm gonna just let you know that off Jump Street." And about 30 minutes later, I would go get him. Like, listen, I'm not having my baby in no school with no type of bullshit going on. I'm sorry. Like, it is what it is.
Go get the baby.
Go get the baby.
Go get
you know
the baby.
I mean? So it is
gotta
what it
get
is.
The baby.
So how did you guys handle the whole?
I guess because I stayed working. I didn't have that time off.
Oh yeah. So I worked from coming day one. From you, essential right. worker you.
Right.
Lucky.
Right.
And because I'm a receptionist and there's like nobody in the building, I was straight.
Okay. Oh, so you was chilling though.
I was straight. You know what right. I'm saying? It was my space.
She was kind of chilling because I would call and bother her.
And mm-hmm. I'd be on the phone for like an hour and a half.
We would be shopping. We were shopping for my job.
You know, we went shopping. Everything. It was fun.
Shopping.
Yes. So mm-hmm. I was cool. I know some people were more like, you know, like when they went to the store, they wiped down the bags, wiped down this, and they had gloves. I didn't wear gloves.
Yeah.
I didn't wear gloves.
I didn't wipe shit down.
I didn't wear gloves.
Did y'all see my toilet paper takeover?
Your toilet paper takeover was, it was a little bit ignorant. Not ignorant.
No, it was a time when nobody had toilet paper.
Right.
And I want to know, why the hell were people buying so much damn water? So they had no faucet water at home?
Hold on, but you got to think about this generation.
You know people don't drink faucet
water. Man, you better drink from that tap.
You better
drink from that tap, player.
I'm trying to tell you.
Boil that water and drink it from the tap.
And drink it. You boil it, let it cool.
What you think they used to do back in the day, though?
You know what? Because my cousin, she made me feel a little dumb. I was buying all the water, right? Like I was like, let me grab. I need more cases of water. I had like water all the way up to the ceiling in my house.
Oh my God!
Better sell it.
She was like, "Do you plan on your water getting cut off?"
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, nah, bitch. I mean,
the toilet paper. What the fuck?
Well,
I didn't buy all the toilet paper.
I didn't. I couldn't buy it all.
I mean, I just went to BJ's and just got my regular thing of toilet paper.
You want
to
know who was buying all the toilet paper? Old people.
Well,
because I was hitting all the stores, essential worker. You was at work,
right? But they can't get out. They can't get out and move around like that. So why wouldn't they buy the paper?
Yeah, essential worker. So by the time I got off work,
facts,
it was gone.
They didn't need all the toilet paper. That's what I'm saying. So I always left some for others.
Right.
I always did that.
Right.
I never went in and took it all.
Right.
I went in with a team though. And
you got to conquer and divide. You had to conquer and divide.
We had a whole plan going in there. We was like, okay, here we're going to do. We're going to go in that joint. You hit that out. I hit that out. We all hit it out. And we good. And whoever gets to the toilet paper first, you know what I'm saying?
Just grab that.
And we just all happen to be the first to get to the toilet
paper. I have a question.
What's up?
Does it seem weird that it was like nothing was on the shelves and all of a sudden it's like, poof, it's there?
Very much, very much weird.
Like,
because they said they were able to get the supply and demand. See, really? Unlike you guys, I get to know all the workers in all of these stores, and they hold stuff for me.
No, but not even if they weren't holding it. I'm like, it was like, I was good. I made it through. I wasn't worried about really nothing. I did my shopping and everything.
And then I realized my sister sold toilet paper.
Who sold toilet paper?
Your sister.
Lola. Oh, true. Because I did get a case.
Because I get a whole case of toilet paper. I'm out here running around.
I still got toilet paper.
Okay,
I ain't had to buy toilet paper in a long time.
I know.
But you know what's going to happen, right, y'all?
What?
They're gonna shut us down again. And yeah, then ain't gonna be nobody gonna have time to get no toilet paper.
Yeah, that's gonna happen by another.
So I'm gonna start buying my toilet paper now.
Yeah.
Facts.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all want me to pick y'all up some?
Yes, please.
Please.
Hot knowledge, you need me to pick you up some toilet paper too?
I'm please. Good.
You know what I'm saying?
I need some toilet paper.
You good?
Yeah, I got a good Freddysburg, you know.
Connect.
Oh, you got to connect. Yeah, you got to connect. Okay.
Our wholesales keep up with
so,
hell yeah.
Facts. Meet me halfway. Facts. Whoever right. got it.
I got you.
Meet
girl, me you half- know I got you.
Okay,
you know
so
I got you.
When yeah. we run out, we gone. Mm.
Yeah. And then I got an aunt that just bought like 11 acres of land.
Ooh. You know what I'm saying,
let me get man. Like got two of them acres.
Shit on the land, you know? Right. Shout out to Aunt Kim.
Speaking of land, man, I was looking. I forgot what app it was on at a house. They had 50, did I tell you? 58 acres for $710,000.
How many acres?
58.
Yeah.
In Spotsy. It was in Spotsy.
I'm going to need you to send me that.
Bruh.
I'm going to need that.
Send it to you. Are we all going to chip in?
That's
on
what I'm saying. We need to start all buying need to have
this. No, I'm saying.
And then we can start our own little community.
Right. I'm saying, like, we can get it. Right.
58 acres.
Everybody knows.
We can get it. And you know.
He can visit.
I can't buy.
No, I'm saying she said Smallville. Smallville is kind of, you know,
it's a family
affair. Affair. You know, like,
well, I'm family.
I mean distant family.
You know, like third cousin.
TT can get in.
Damn,
we don't. We take the babies.
You take the babies.
We take the babies.
Not all the babies, because some of them demons.
Some of them are demons. Some of them are like horrible.
Your babies ain't babies no more, bitch.
They always gonna be my babies.
They grown out here in the streets. Well, Alicia's stuff was good. Mine was just...
My stuff is always good. You know. Shit.
Here you go.
Wait, was we talking about... I thought we was talking about babies.
Listen, that just flew over some people's heads. That's what he said. Some people that didn't, you know what I mean? But
now y'all talking about what created the babies.
Oh, here we go.
That's what he said.
Listen.
It's always good.
So... Okay. My quarantine was, what the hell?
All right. I forgot you could hear everything in this building. Yeah.
My quarantine was
he was bored as hell.
In the house.
He was ready to come back the next week. Everything shut down.
Facts.
What we shut down, we still doing the show.
He was like, are we still like, word, in there?
I'm serious.
I sure was. Listen.
He said, I just drove past your house. Why?
Listen, the last time.
Why are you driving past my house?
The last time I worked was, yeah. The last time I worked was March 28th.
March, April, May.
Last time I worked was March 13th.
Last time I worked,
you feel what I'm saying?
Was 8 o'clock this morning.
Right.
But I done created new avenues. So.
Oh, yeah.
You supposed to.
You know.
Boom.
So.
Anybody need a new jean jacket or something customized by?
I did.
Y'all need some hats.
Y'all need some hats.
Hit up that IG.
Should we talk about our trip to
Dee Dee's?
We can. Go ahead. Right. Let him tell us about his little.
I was in the house. Bored. And you know you would go to work. You know you would go to work when they needed you, and then when they didn't, it was what it was. But you know, I was in the house,
bored,
about to lose my mind.
Bored in the house. And
yeah.
I did that TikTok.
Go ahead.
Did you?
I didn't see it.
I did. It was interesting.
I couldn't do it because
you know was in the hospital during quarantine.
You went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Why you go to the hospital?
Damn.
If it's not too important. I mean, you know.
No.
I didn't mean important.
No. So, mind you, I'm fine now. I'm great now. Like, I am healthy now. But, brother got diagnosed with diabetes, dog.
You got that before you went on quarantine.
I thought you did.
But I told you that.
Yes, so we already knew that you had.
Maybe not everybody.
I didn't tell everybody.
Because that's why wifey was like, why is he smoking cigarettes?
Look, I was.
I don't mean to put your business out there.
Okay, well,
but I'm great
now. Is it type 2 or type 1?
Type 2. So you know I'm about to reverse that thing.
What's the difference? Type 2 and type 1?
So type 1 is.
Quick, real quick.
So type 1 is your body doesn't produce any insulin at all. So you have to have shots and medications
and
a bunch of that. Yeah.
Okay. Type 2.
No, that's type 1. Type 2 is reversible. But, you know, I still had to take some insulin for a while. But I'm
exercise
good.
And diet. Did they put you on any pills?
Yeah, they put me on the pills.
What, probenecid?
Something like that. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm good now.
As soon as I say diet, exercise, you probably do already exercise.
Yeah.
Change diet.
Yeah.
Get up off that shit.
Yeah, I ain't trying to take that shit. But outside of that, I've been in the house.
My husband had he was pre-diabetic.
I was too, for a moment. Yeah.
He had to take the medication and things like that. We changed his diet. He cut out a lot of breads and pastas and stuff like that.
Right.
Started working out, and
now he don't.
I told him to stop taking the medicine because the medicine that they had him on is technically supposed to lower your blood sugar.
Right.
Because if it gets too high, you can go to diabetic coma.
Diabetic coma.
Right. So. The medication is supposed to keep you leveled.
Yeah.
So because he dieted and then was exercising and lost weight,
right,
his level naturally came down.
Right.
But because he was still taking the medication, it was going too low.
Low, right.
So I was like, stop taking the medicine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He was like, well, I said, stop taking the medicine.
Shit. Plus,
he hasn't taken the medicine for like a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm reversing it, so I'll be good.
Let us tell you what happened to us.
Okay. You start, girl. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So they opened my store back up.
Dee Dee's.
I love Dee Dee's.
In Woodbridge.
I'm so cheap, y'all. Anybody that know, don't worry about it. We can't tell you.
No, I need to know. This was an after-air conversation. I need to know.
So, okay. Well, it's like a Ross.
No, it's better.
It's better?
It's
a clothing store.
Because I'm a cheap individual.
Well,
I'm
Ross,
telling
Marshall's,
like,
kind of like that. But it's on the lower end.
We spend money on what we want to spend money on.
This is true.
No, not true, because I don't spend a lot of money. I don't
money.
Like it.
I spend money all the time. Hey, I get
I'll be
what
like,
I want.
$5. What you mean that's $5? And it's too much. I won't buy it.
Lord,
that's how I am. I'm cheap.
Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
But when they sort of kind of opened the outside,
I got a call.
Yeah, I was
we
in went there.
From my daughter-in-law. Shout out, Lexi. Hey,
thank
girl.
You, Lexi, again. Right,
and she was like, there. Girl, Didi's is back open. I was like, what? Okay, I'm in there. Had my sweet. Mask and my, mm-hmm. I said, Toya, we already out. Let's go.
Let's go.
So we go into Didi's. Everything's like 50% off. You know I'm
we
in
didn't
heaven.
Know what Ooh, to do. We purses. Didn't know where to go.
We was getting purses
shoes.
For like $5.
Oh, my God. We had a cart full of like purses.
We was buying fucking blankets. It's the middle of the summer. What the fuck we need with a blanket for?
Blankets. They was like $5.
It was cheap.
Cheap as hell.
And then I looked down. My goddaughter was there. Shout out to Mary.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
And I said, Tamir, hand me my money I dropped.
She didn't even see it.
Tamir picked it up like, how'd you drop this? I put it in my back pocket and walked off.
Walked away.
$400 we found on the floor at good old DB's.
Damn, I need to go with y'all.
Right, facts, like, yup.
And we didn't y'all hear nobody be big. Like,
we looked. Dang. We stood money. There. We stood there for
as you,
maybe.
As you should okay. have.
Maybe
had it had been
three
that
minutes.
Show.
Right.
Where they was tricking you, that we'd motherfucker would have been mad because we was
been
out.
Mad as shit. They'd mm-hmm. been mad
just
as shit.
Just drop everything and leave. Like,
and we then was, yeah. we really shopped.
Oh.
Oh, we had two carts.
Then we was
four.
Really buying mm-hmm. shit that we didn't
that
need.
That we really didn't need.
Yeah.
Oh, like this is love. So cute. Put it in the cart.
Yeah.
Mommy, can I put it in the cart?
Sure, baby. Give
it in the
want.
Cart.
The next time y'all
lunch
go.
Lunch after this?
Y'all
right.
Y'all
oh,
let,
my God. It was awesome.
Next time y'all go, y'all let us know, please.
That's more people to slither.
No, right.
Look, y'all can have the money. Y'all can have the money. I don't want the money. I just want everything else in the store.
It was fun. It was a wonderful day.
It was
a wonderful day.
We did some shopping.
Oh, my God. Damn. See, I get with Poetic, and we shop till we fucking drop. That Christmas,
on a deal. It
remember
was on a deal.
The Christmas?
That's
oh my God, we
ladies.
Hit so many
facts.
Shops.
Facts. Trying to say hello, so.
Brother Knowledge. What's going on with
there.
You? What's going on with your brother?
Yeah, you went into like hiding.
I'm the man. Like this, I'm the man behind the screen right now. So.
Like the neighbor in Home Improvement.
Right. Right. All you see is this.
No, I mean, it's been just like everybody else, you know, quarantining, trying to stay safe, social distancing, you know, as much as possible. You know, me and the little kid, you know, we try to, like, you know, stick together on this okay. and try to, you know, wing it out. But
facts.
As we see, you know.
I know, because you really wasn't hiding.
How? Oh, no, nah, I really
like,
wasn't
he
hiding.
Wasn't even
nah.
answering texts. He was like, that shit got COVID.
Shit. Oh, right, right.
He's
right.
On the way.
Off no bullshit.
So
he was like, wait, is that on 4G or 5G?
How OCD did you get?
I don't know, though. I don't know. Not yet.
5G.
5G,
yeah, 5G.
I think, yeah,
yeah,
most
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
What was your question, Jersey? My bad.
I said, how OCD did you get?
Oh, I'm always OCD.
Yeah.
So
when you,
I mean,
did you like,
you know me,
you
I'm
had gloves
like,
on? And
yeah, most definitely. I mean, I was pissed off when I didn't have no more gloves.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Now, when
so
I go
how
to the
did
stores,
you get out of that?
Oh, easily.
Right.
I mean, you know, the company I work for, you know what I'm saying, one of the contractors, you know.
No, I mean, like, how did you wing yourself off of the gloves?
Basically, my other job, you know, I got supplies. You know
so
what I'm
he
saying?
Didn't.
You know how oh. I do.
Supplies.
You know
so
man,
you still wear all the gloves?
Oh, all the
no,
gloves.
Not all the time. You know, I'm not. I wasn't that
so
OCD with
I
that.
I tried to
that.
Wear
right,
gloves,
I'll give you
but
that.
It made me sweat.
But when I go to 7-Eleven to get gas, or if I go get a drink
okay.
or something,
okay.
I'll go to the donut section and grab the gloves, grab
okay.
the plastic
okay.
gloves. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay.
It was so hard to get some. So when I got gloves. Those, I already had my paper towel gang going on. So you know,
gang.
We on deck on that. You know
gang,
what I'm saying?
Gang,
so
gang,
you know
gang.
That TP gang is no joke.
Wait
it's out there full effect. You know what I'm saying? TP gang all day. But anyways,
facts.
Wait, because you get it wholesale.
Wholesale.
Go. Toilet paper. You know, I
here's
got the
Here's the
connects,
problem
you know?
I had
so,
with the rubber gloves, if I may. Here's the problem I had.
They make you sweat.
Not just that. Because one of the IT guys in my building, he came downstairs and he had on rubber gloves.
Touch it
so I was like this.
To take them off.
So. Here's my thing. Uh-huh. You were just upstairs doing your IT thing, and you were touching everybody's computers and stuff with these gloves on.
Okay.
Then you got in the elevator, and you hit the button, boop, with those gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
Then you came downstairs, and you opened my door with those gloves on. What is the purpose of the gloves when you're just spurting shit everywhere?
There is no purpose of the gloves.
Exactly. It's just
and
like
the more
everything.
You have
right.
on the gloves, the less you're going to actually sanitize your hands.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I sanitized my hand more. Well, I kept this in my car before it happened anyway.
No, I got you.
But
I got you.
I sanitized my hands anyway. But if you have gloves on, you thinking you don't have to, but you touching this and that and the third, you're not really changing them
yeah.
so often because you feel as though, oh, I'm protecting myself. I have my gloves on. But you spreading this shit everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm.
That's just my thought.
I was making people. People was like, I got hand sanitizer. I said, I don't give a shit.
Facts.
Wash your hands with soap and water.
Right.
But we should have been doing it anyway.
Yeah. Girl, I was. Let me tell y'all.
Just saying.
I cleaned my bathroom. Because you are OCD. But I'm not like that, right? Not when it comes to the cleaning aspect. So, I'll clean it. But this time, I was like, oh, my God. Because remember, I told you I thought my throat was closed. So, I was like.
She done bleached the whole house.
I done bleached the whole. Damn shame. Well, no, the bathroom. And I had to stand in the shower. You know how you stand in the shower to bleach it?
Yes, ma'am.
And the water's going, so it's hot. And, like, all my pores must have opened.
Yeah, yeah.
And all my clothes got wet.
Oh, my God.
So, then it must have got in my pores.
Yeah.
And then after, all I was smelling was bleach everywhere.
Yes, of course.
And then I went to the store and came back. And got back in the shower and cleaned it again. And then I took a shower.
That's OCD.
Yeah, yeah, that's very much OCD.
No, but the next day, I thought I was dying. I was like, oh, my God, what the hell is wrong with me? Please tell me I ain't got it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to call nobody and tell them they got to quarantine me. You know, I panicked then, so.
That's very much OCD.
I don't know. I think people are doing a lot. And I couldn't stand the fact that I would go to the store. I'd have my mask on or whatever. I have my hand sanitizer. Right. And you come out and you would see gloves in the parking lot and mask in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Good old man. USA.
I was so irritated by that shit. It just
okay, I'm going to tell y'all what I hate to see, and then we're going to go to our first break.
Okay.
I hate to see a motherfucker in the car by themselves with their mask on. Why?
Because they paranoid as fuck.
Y'all don't have to answer that because you know it's dumb.
Yeah. We just put it out there.
Yeah, they just paranoid, you know.
We didn't have a mask on the car. It was three of us in the car.
Right. And we live in different houses.
Right.
Different houses.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Anyway, you guys, just be safe is the point of this. We did think it was all a joke, but all ended up a couple people dying. You know, I'm sorry.
We know a few. What just happened?
Well, I have no idea.
Okay, y'all.
We're
going to go ahead and let DJ Steve.
Miss y'all.
Do what he does. Oh, my God. I said that. DJ Steve.
I like that.
He used to run with a gun and a mask. He used to take all your shit in his stash. Now he a good boy, used to be better. Flashback, digital dash. Go on a run if it's 12 on his ass. Load up the chopper if they trying to clash. Now he a good boy, used to be bad. Flashback, digital dash. He used to run with a gun and a mask. He used to take all your shit in his stash. Now he a good boy, used to be bad. Flashback, digital dash. Flashback, digital dash. Flashback, digital dash. Flashback, digital dash. Shit. 9 times out of 10, he gon' die, he gon' go to jail. Let's not pretend. Look, everybody starts as a kid with a pure heart. Then they turn to him. Papa died, mama died. All the nigga know is sin. Traumatized, freedom jeopardized. He just wanna win. What's a smile when you dodging strikes, dodging every pin? 15 on his head, he ain't tryna go in. 15 on his head, make the po-po grin. 5 years later, all that po-po talk is just a flashback. Digital dash, he used to run with a gun and a mask. He used to take all your shit in his stash. Now he a good boy, used to be bad. Flashback, digital dash. Go on a run if it's 12 on his ass. Load up the chopper if they tryna clash. Now we a good boy, used to be bad. Flashback, digital dash. He used to run with a gun and a mask. He used to take all your shit in his stash. Now we a good boy, used to be bad. Flashback, digital dash. Flashback, digital dash. Flashback, digital dash. Flashback, digital dash.
I've been shunning away all the feelings inside. I'm feeling defeat and feeling demise. Running the streets, dodging the signs. Run from the heat, stay with the iron. Cop killing me, that's not a crime. I sell a weed, I'm doing 5. I sell a weed, I'm doing 5. I sell a weed, I'm doing 5. I've been shunning away all the feelings inside. I'm feeling defeat and feeling demise. Running the streets, dodging the signs. Run from the heat, stay with the iron. Cop killing me, that's not a crime. I sell a weed, I'm doing 5. I sell a weed, I'm doing 5. I sell a weed, I'm doing 5.
Fully auto with the chopper, make a oppa drop up. That's the same shit that send a nigga straight to lock up. That's the system put in place they use to try to stop us. The same system put in place that niggas always far from where I was. Guns, drugs, swell, come run. But I'm still a felon. If I fuck up, then I'm done. Where I'm from, niggas that don't tough up get stomped on, and niggas that get looked at as a target get locked on. I ain't going back to jail, that's a thump. 5 years later, all that jail talk is just a flashback. Digital
digital dash. He used to run with a gun and a mask. He used to take all your shit in his stash. Now we a good boy, used to be bad. Flash back, digital dash. Go on a run if it's 12 on his ass. Load up the chopper if they tryna clash. Now we a good boy, used to be bad. Flash back, digital dash. He used to run with a gun and a mask. He used to take all your shit in his stash. Now we a good boy, used to be bad. Flash back, digital dash. Flash back, digital dash. Flash back, digital dash. Flash back, digital dash.
I've been sending away all the feelings inside. I'm feeling defeat and feeling demise. Running the streets, dodging the signs. Run from the heat, stay with the on. Cop killing me, that's not a crime. I sell the weed, I'm doing five. I sell the weed, I'm doing five. I sell the weed, I'm doing five. I've been sending away all the feelings inside. I'm feeling defeat and feeling demise. Running the streets, dodging the signs. Run from the heat, stay with the on. Cop killing me, that's not a crime. I sell the weed, I'm doing five. I sell the weed, I'm doing five. I sell the weed, I'm doing five.
Chances, I used to drink just driving the span. Relief, fade away, Danny Fan. We skipped the bitch, already fucked in the bathroom. I got a phone, yeah, I drive the fast. I love my new bitch, she ain't shit like my last. Strength up, they shaking ass, I just might grab one. Bodies got bodies, since young we been had them. I got that dope that them junkies can't have. Once that brick hit the kitchen, it's getting dismantled. I'm not using my fists, I got Dracos that blame. We beatin' my nigga, gon' surf like a China. You got Nerf guns, I got bullets that travel. I'm selling bricks, find myself cat. Sure that your ass getting tired. Win. I see her op bullets flying in the wind. Bad little bitch, I'm a nut on her chin. Y'all keep taking losses, all I know is win. All I know is win. Win. Quarter mil, I just ran through it again. Ran through it again, and she calling again. Y'all keep taking losses, all I know is win. Even if a nigga show love, I ain't trying to trust, cause a bitch nigga still might switch. Hard times hit, don't bug. Stay tiptoes, keep it heated close, and I bet you gon' win. Win. I got that heavy bag, and these niggas bag looking thin. Gucci my trench, I got to stay drunk, cause I walk around with all the drip. Feel like I'm living a dream. These robbers be saying shit that they don't mean. Please don't compare them to me. I gotta win. That's when sons gotta eat. When you get money, can't worry about beef. My niggas try hard just to get off the street. Just give me a week. They say I'm a drug lord, cause the whole world try for me. Ain't nothing free. Win. I see her op bullets flying in the wind. Bad little bitch, I'm a nut on her chin. Y'all keep taking losses, all I know is win. All I know is win. Win. Quit on you, I just went through it again. Right through it, she getting, she calling again. Y'all keep taking losses, all I know is win. Win. I see her op bullets flying in the wind. Bad little bitch, I'm a nut on her chin. Y'all keep taking losses, all I know is win. All I know is win. Win. Quit on you, I just went through it again. Right through it, she getting, she calling again. Y'all keep taking losses, all I know is win. I love it, my mink. I love with that pink. Pink. Know what I drink. My bitch pussy pink. But you know what? Drinking on pink. My bitch pussy pink. Yeah. What do you think?
switch to the cool. I got two bitches rubbing, Chris don't know what to do. They throwing off the molly, they tripping, I give them the boo. My bitch for a bitch, so nigga do not have to choose. My bitch is a pain, yeah. She seeing them comments under my picture, do not know what to think, yeah. My nigga just popped the perk for it, just spilled the bottle down the sink, yeah. I'm smoking big gas to the face, I got my eyes looking like a chink, yeah. Ooh, Nick feel bad, so I pop 10 racks. Pop first set, Nick came from a patty. 2015, can't throw with a shaddy.
Know what I drink? My bitch pussy pink. But you know what?
DJ Steve, hashtag K, Stevie on the beat.
The location where you at, spin it up, get it back. Ooh, she let her way high rap. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, send your good man to the stars. Kinko's, kinda like Vegas did to Reno, but it's only one push Tarantino, the only gun in the room held by a gringo. Cinco de Mayo, powder to the pyro, sing a lullaby to you stands like I'm Dido. It's proven suicidal when you turn your idols into rivals. My brother turned a brick into a Bible. Hove turned apple in a title, 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 apple breaking.
Okay, shout out to them robbers and them motherfuckin' shooters. I come from the bottom of the motherfuckin' sewer. Baby, I'm a robber, slayin' entrepreneur. I break a bitch down, then act like I never knew her. At least you don't feel this pain, shorty, you gon' be okay. I put it on everything, I just lost 100K. Gotta make another 100, flip that shit 100 ways. Bitch, that A, I got 100, you don't wanna see his brain. You tryna get tossed, girl, that's your call. She like my drugs, then you gon' boss. Fuck that, hit a bitch, we ball. Middle finger to all of y'all. Nigga, you want some beef and all. That ain't my dog, but I keep the dog. When I unleash the dog, I come through like Steve Seagal. Come through like Steve Seagal. Stay pop like Beanie Siegel. Got baby scared of me. This bitch from Philly fly like an eagle. Your bitch ain't scared to leave you. No, she never said she needs you. She told me go ahead, shoot your shot. I ain't scared to do you. Rough, I'm a rough bitch. I'm running with the back. Run off with the pack. You wanna get chopped off with a axe. Riding in that Maybach and you know I'm laid back. You ain't seen no shit like this since way, way back. 1942, you know what we be on. But when I'm over 30 hours, then we drink daily on. Sound like a tiger roaring when I turn my engine on. Yeah, your bitch a technician, ain't got no panties on. I ain't from the struggle, I ain't really understanding y'all. Used to hit the cornerstone and run out with a candy bar. Now the nigga richer than the owner and the manager. They like Kizzy, why you don't fuck with the cameras? They say I'm blowing up, like a volcano. Shout out my mama, she told me.
me not to fuck with lame hoes. They want trauma.
My bitch
told me
hot
not
like she
fuck
beating
with lame
up the
hoes.
Spot.
They want trauma.
My bitch
told
hot
me not
like
to
she
fuck
beating
with lame
up the spot.
They want
eating
trauma.
AP and really eating niggas beating up the spot.
My bitch hot like she beating up the spot.
Keep a lit 16, a network of typers. Fuck selling the pipers to get the baby the diapers. Call a bitch Swiffer cause all she know is swipers. Fuck a rap nigga but she don't need him to wipe
up the spot.
Bitch fuck her, all your mans wanna fuck her. She get a nigga cleaned up too, you need a buffer. Travel out to them islands and Thailands. She don't know if it's Lan Van or Lan Van. All she know if it's my hands, it's pie hands. All she want is the monograms and my bands. Charcuteries.
Yo, what is charcuteries?
Man, it's when you go to your hotel room and they got the cheese and fucking pepperoni sliced on a little wooden board waiting on you. New jewelries, new taste level shit, she be schooling me. I got a bitch that'll master your card. Nice with the visas, passports is art. Every page inked up, her and the bitches link up. They think they hear the drum in the machine when it syncs up. Heads bopping, boop bop, dee boop bop. Who you think showed you that Chanel did the tube socks? Bustin' down watches, rental whips in the garages. She don't trick, but she charges. Double C's, double G's.
You know I do it.
New body parts, they double D's.
You know I do it.
The dual exhaust, it's double V's.
You know I do it.
You niggas talk, she fucking needs. Her mother saying she should be a nurse hurts, but she just worry about who got the purse first. I tried to tell her go to real estate school. She said,
don't you see these fucking dilip?
They school.
Niggas come around here trying to serve and you getting distorted. She plotted on having my baby, but I got that mission aborted. My shooter from Mexico, he with the cartel, they tryna get him deported. I have my little nigga pistol with you with a BB gun and then leak the recording. You finna do what? You must be out of your damn mind. Draco finna blow up like a landmine. Fuck you niggas, you ain't on no man. Well, who? Well, fuck it, I'm with it, it's jazz time. Put that nigga in door like a landmine. So I just gotta beat the block, me and my hands line. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Oh shit, oh shit, me and my nigga go oh shit, 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 me and my shit, I see man, what them steppers. Please excuse my Peter Piper tongue, I popped the pepper. Leather gloves on me, no fingerprints on that Beretta. Bitch, I came in with that boom. Now this whole body scattered on a platter. Quick flirty flocks, beluga. Swiggity sparks, finuga. Two guns in the trap house, one is a ruga. If a nigga run down, I'm a snooga. The boots, we swapping that Glock with the quickest finagle. Pull a beam when a nigga try and leg on my egg. Young one is gonna turn your face to a bagel. Bro, catching a wham bam, me on a payroll. That wiggity walk won't stop to the sh.
Don't you see these fucking dealers?
They school.
First nigga try me getting stuffed in a bag. If these my baby bitches,
they school.
Call me snagging and stay on camera. She was bopping the love with the key. Got caught with the stiffy and flee the manette. My plug is clear. Do what? To who? You must be out of your damn mind. Draco finna blow up like a landmine. You told on your niggas you ain't on no man. Well, who? Well, fuck it, I'm with it, it's game time. You gon' cover that nigga and do like a landslide. I just still beat the block, me and my hands line. Oh shit, 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 oh shit.
Money in my savings. I see a op engaging. Can't nobody come and save him. Pick him up, name him, hit him up, flame him. He knocked out on the pavement. Can't nobody wanna claim him. Ay, ay, ay. From the bottom of the basement. Still moving like an agent. And I'm with all the gay shit. Father, patience. Run him down. Take him. So go. Patience. Everybody say I'm amazing. Look, I'm feeling legendary. Don't show no love. It is not February. I saw op. He looked it very scary. She never treat me like I'm secondary. I can't link it to the head, it's ready. Wetty, 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 wetty. She keep calling me off every celly.
You finna do what? To who?
To who?
You must be out of your damn mind. Draco finna blow up like a landmine. You told on niggas you ain't on no man time. Well, who? Well, fuck it, I'm with it, it's game time. We gon' cover that nigga and do like a landslide. I can still beat the block, me and my hands lie. Oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. Me and my niggas go, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. Me and my niggas go slide.
Bow.
DJ Steve.
We live, baby.
Oh, shit. Hey. Do this to me all the time.
We live.
Whatever. I can't hear anything. Ooh.
What up?
Oh, we live.
What up? What up? This your girl Poetic when I'm back in the building, and of course the family is with me.
Hey,
we are so excited to be back. We really didn't plan. We just planned to come back and say, "Hey, we're back."
What's up? Right.
I know y'all thought we fell off and was like, "Oh, they not coming back," but
no, we back, bitches.
We was in the planning phase.
We back.
And we here. Speaking of phase, we're all off of punishment.
Facts.
We're in now phase three and can go outside. I don't know about y'all, but I'm still going to stay inside.
Facts.
Well, I'm going to go visit my mama this weekend. She got
a
pool.
Is that good?
Facts.
Facts. You smacking oil up in the mic.
What's he eating? The Yo, those things gave me life.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They're good.
We were eating gummies, y'all.
The thing was
with the little juicy center.
It was squirting in her mouth.
I must have heard it. Y'all heard that? It was squirting in her mouth.
Mm. Don't pause. No,
I'm gonna pause.
If you pause, then it ain't gonna squirt.
Or just you gotta, you just gotta get it.
You want the
no? Right.
Nah, but I did want to cover. You know, the crime rate of things that have been happening. There's been a lot of crime going on in our area. I don't know about where y'all.
A lot?
There's been a lot of stuff happening.
Over in Woodbridge?
And you hear, I don't know, now everything paranoids me.
She just paranoid.
Yeah. Because the helicopter every day.
And it is a fire truck going off, yeah.
No, but I ain't thinking about the fire truck. I ain't even worried about the fire truck.
Why?
Because, man, listen.
You started a fire?
You know where I live. It's always an accident.
In the good neighborhood.
Listen.
That's because he lived by a lot of old people. They probably ain't even supposed to be driving.
So there's always
accident. It's always an accident on that corner. Every day. Oh, day, night, doesn't matter. It's always an accident. Hectic. And it's always...
Be careful when you go home.
Yeah.
You over there by Brittany's.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Brittany's.
So how do you guys feel about the new way of... The way they have the layout of everything now.
Like where
all the restaurants have the tables outside.
I haven't been to a restaurant yet.
I don't like it.
I think it's more personable. Like, I feel
it's
like...
It's too hot to be outside. Fuck that.
I didn't think about that.
Because I go out at night.
Right, but it's still COVID really going around also.
I haven't been to the mall.
People out here not wearing masks. Don't go to the mall.
Why? What's wrong with the mall?
I'm one of the people...
The stores in the malls...
Uh-huh.
All of them are open.
Yeah, they're not open. But
okay,
it don't matter.
Well, that's
but,
mean, but I just
I'm one of
been.
Those people that don't like to wear the mask. I was in the Wawa the other day, and the bitch, fuck that bitch.
Ooh, what's she doing?
Fuck that bitch.
I've been in this Wawa like every day. No mask.
Was she new?
Went on Smoke Town?
No. She came from around the corner. Uh-huh. I mean, the counter.
Uh-huh.
No mask her damn self.
Oh, she worked there.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, ma'am. You guys need to have a mask. I said, state of Virginia, if you have a medical condition, which
I do.
Feel like I got one.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
Well, ma'am, then you can't. Yes, I can. And it says that you cannot make me wear that if I have a medical condition. And I'm sorry. I feel like I can't breathe in them damn things.
Because you can't.
You can't. You can't breathe in those.
I feel sorry for people. The dude at the Enterprise, man, I felt so bad for him. I was like, we got to stand outside and do this. We can't.
So,
like,
she didn't have one on?
She didn't have a mask on.
Bitch.
Oh, I told her, I said, so you want me to put my mask on just so it could be on my chin?
So you can't tell me put on the
and
mask
she said,
and
you
don't
just,
have one
can
on.
Can you just put, I said, okay, bitch. I said, just like that. I said, okay, bitch.
But again, how
and
she.
I put it right here on my chin. I said, you better be lucky I'm working on myself.
But how was she,
how was she going to tell
you put on a mask and she works there
told
and
her
she
you
doesn't have
I
one
feel
on.
Like.
Right. I would have said the same exact thing.
If everybody else got a mask on, I'm safe.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people saying.
Yeah.
I just told her to put one on first.
But you got to think about it. Nowadays, people are just walking around with no mask on, not giving a fuck.
And some people are asymptomatic.
That is true.
So they have it, but they don't have any symptoms, so they can still give it to you.
Right.
That's because they're coming up with new symptoms every day. Need we talk about that? Each day, like,
what are the symptoms?
D.L. Hewley now was
exhausted
and passed out.
Yeah,
now that's a symptom.
Out. Yeah. Yeah, passing out is a symptom.
Yeah.
Girl, exhaustion. He got exhaustion because
he's
traveling.
He's diabetic.
And he's working himself to death.
And he
passed out.
Right. He ain't eating right.
It ain't had shit to do with COVID. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
And then they say my man got COVID. Man, fuck out of here. Anybody got time for that shit?
It's just a lot of shit didn't add up. And
I
don't know. Something went.
And I talked to a couple of people, nurses and stuff. They're like, the hospital's not even packed. Like, there's nothing going on.
the numbers were off. It, like, they're comparing us to Italy. Italy is like here. The United States is here. But you're not saying all of Europe or all of this or all of that. You're just picking little
places. They get it in Africa?
No. No.
We need to be in Africa, damn it.
Going back.
You think they're going to welcome us back?
Yeah, but that's a whole conversation. That's a whole different
conversation. You think they're going to welcome us back? Nope. What about the sandstorms? How y'all feel about the sandstorm that came?
What sandstorm?
Well, Steve, you not saying nothing. What you...
I'm saying something.
He's saying something, exactly.
Because, you know, Ray took a video or a picture of the sandstorm that came.
When did the sandstorm
It came to the airport or whatever. It flew through the airport or whatever, yeah, right?
Which one, Dulles?
It came from the Sahara Desert.
Dulles?
I think
it was Dulles. The one that was like 5,000 miles long.
It was like a big sandstorm. Yeah, and they said it's the biggest sandstorm they ever seen. And
So he said
that it came through, and then after the sandstorm went away, he took a picture of this bug that I'd never seen before in my life.
So it just came with the sandstorm?
And through the bug. Yeah, it was from Africa, bitch. So what the fuck?
But you know what that
so
is,
So it
though.
Traveled over water and some more shit and came
in the clouds.
But you ain't figured out what that is yet?
No, I don't.
Brother Knowledge gonna know what
Everything
I'm about to say.
Everything is in the clouds.
Listen, you ain't figured out what that is yet?
No, what is
That's
what
your
is?
Ancestors coming over this bitch.
Oh, shit.
Think about it. That's your ancestors. Like, something ain't right about this motherfucker.
That makes sense in a weird way.
Watch this. I'm going to say this real quick. Think about it. When we have hurricanes, hurricanes follow the same path every time.
Do they?
The same path Pretty that much. The slave ships took our people from to get here.
They come up the coast.
They come right up the coast. It's the same thing. That's the ancestors trying to say. Yeah.
Hurricanes always hit East Coast.
Mm-hmm. You can't. Possibly think they're just following the wind.
No. Hell no.
They don't have hurricanes out there in California?
No.
We don't have hurricanes really here.
Tornado.
They say that we
because
get a hurricane.
Because they stop when they get to South Carolina, North Carolina. Think about it.
Virginia always gets a lot of the residuals.
We just get the rain, right.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Wind a little bit.
Virginia is kind of like a safe zone in all this.
Right. Think about
craziness.
It.
Craziness.
Because after us, it was all free.
Yeah.
See
what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying.
Listen, there's some ancestors coming over here, man. I'm trying to tell you.
I like this topic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We knew you would.
Listen.
So are you saying that ghosts just traveled over the ocean? Ghosts. Now, I really
ancestors.
Know. I don't even like paranormal ancestors. Shit. Okay. So
spirits.
Ancestors, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Because, see, if we get a little deeper with that, the conversation is going to go a totally different way, but we ain't got time for that tonight.
We're just trying relaxing.
To say, right, we just trying to say welcome
well,
back.
I just want to thank COVID from getting these little dusty bitches offline naked because they was, like, doing everything.
No, they not
the hot
naked.
Girl summer.
Matter of fact, hold on, let me
show
you
the hot girl
show.
Summer shit
no.
ended.
You think that's what happened?
Hold on.
Like, everybody was scared, bitch. They was in their house covered up.
No, they were paying to have people watch them.
Oh, you mean the fans only pages?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Look.
So that didn't stop shit. What y'all watching?
Oh, cool. That's Cora.
Shout out to Cora.
Remember we saw her perform. Yeah.
Shout out
to her. She's an artist though. She's kind of like this is what she does. She has to.
Yeah. Shout out.
She's
out
an
to
artist.
Cora. Oh, okay.
I'm saying just random people. Yeah, well, I guess they do with
shout
the fans
out
only page.
Shout out to Cora.
Cora got a shit.
Shout out to Cora.
Okay.
Chill out, player.
All right.
Chill out.
You can hit me up on, you know, G-O-G. You know, I'm just saying, you know.
I know that's
got
right.
Good shit, man.
So, Cora.
Shut up.
I like long walks out. I like to gaze out at the sun.
Stupid.
Long strolls on the beach.
Oh,
and in my alone time.
But nah,
I
mean,
like to think.
You know what? But nah, I mean, yeah, but like, you know, the fans only pages was popping.
I'm saying,
how you
the
know?
Whole quarantine.
Oh,
first off,
know.
I do not have a fans only
how
page.
How you know? Did you pay to
but
go into the fans
into
only page?
Never.
Then how you know they popping?
I heard there was a way to hack through that. You're going to have to teach me that.
Yeah.
Oh, you going to have to teach me
nah,
that?
I'm just playing. We just playing.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
What just happened?
Back behind the screen.
Right. Nah, but nah, like, you guys, nah. Nah, like, real talk, though. Like, if you go on Instagram and all the time it's just, like, fan-only pages. subscribe to this, do this, buy that. Yep. Like, I swear, in the middle of the pandemic, that's all you saw on Instagram.
I didn't see that in the middle of the pandemic.
A lot of that.
Yeah. So your followers.
Something.
Right.
Swipe up and.
Yeah.
Maybe I just
think. $3 to subscribe for a month. Like, it's crazy.
So why do you know the prices and everything? Like,
he does, doesn't he?
I thought you said you wasn't.
I didn't. Listen,
so
if you subscribe,
you know, $3, you're getting that good check.
Nah, player. Listen,
everybody got stimulus.
Listen, everybody did get stimulus, but
how do you use your stimulus?
Wait. How stimulated were you?
Listen, I was in the house bored, okay? But
bored in the house. He was in the house bored.
Right.
Bored in the house. He was in the house bored.
Hey, what?
But no, like if you just swiping through your Instagram and stuff like that, like they were just putting the numbers out there, like $3.
So what was they
subscribe.
Doing on these pages?
I don't know.
I don't believe you. Okay. Let me see your Instagram.
I'll let you see my bank statement.
See your Instagram.
You might have
statement. Break it out, and I want to see
out the bank statement.
I want to see all the thirsty texts.
I ain't got no thirsty texts.
He does.
I don't.
He might have deleted it.
No.
I don't know.
I don't believe
it. Do you have a fans only page?
No. Seriously, I really don't. Like, all this is family right here.
See what I'm saying? Like, all this family right here. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother. That's my brother. That's my brother. That's my homegirl. That's my sister. That's my sister.
So where's the fans only page? You got it in the private section?
No. Listen, first things
he
first.
He got one of them apps that you can lock
on the
side.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Calculator.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
It's in the private
I don't have an Android.
Fuck that mean?
Y'all can hide stuff on Androids.
What?
We can't hide stuff on iPhones.
You can't. I don't need to hide nothing.
No, you can't hide anything.
I don't try to hide it. I ain't even got no password on my shit.
I have one.
Why is
I
that?
Do. I do.
I have one.
Because I lost my phone one time.
I have one. Plus, sometimes you don't want your kids having your phone. Like,
back to this fans only page. Do you have a fans only page?
I've never had a fans only
page. How much do you charge for them to see you?
And what do you
do? I do not have a fans only page.
Do you just board in the house and I'm in the house?
I'm in the house board.
Board in the house.
Listen.
So what are you cooking, eating, or laying down, singing?
Do men have fans only pages?
Baby oil all over your body.
Some men
are perpetrating, pretending to be women.
What?
So they can get paid? Because they getting paid. I'm about to start me a fans only.
They do.
But
they get paid.
But.
They get houses.
Right, but hold on. But I was watching
that
interview.
Land, we can have that land, girl.
I was watching an interview one day. I was watching an interview.
Look into this.
And the chicks that do them fan-only pages,
the
taxes that they have to pay out are ridiculous.
They got to pay taxes on the fans-only page?
Yeah, because...
Why do you know this?
Because it's a business.
No, why do you know this?
YouTube is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
It's a fans-only page.
Yeah.
So you gotta be a fan.
What
so
you know about the fans?
Do you know about fans only?
Go back behind the screen. You see how fast you went back behind that screen?
Listen.
Do you know?
Let me tell you.
Talk to him, brother.
Tell us.
I ain't got no shame in my game. But I ain't got no damn fan page.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Did you pay to get on the fans only?
Hell no. I ain't paying for a damn app. I got an Android for a reason.
It's an app?
Exactly.
I am learning so much about this fans only page shit.
Listen.
If I can't hack it or if I can't get in it for free, I don't want
to. You can do it on an iPhone. You have to have an Android to do this.
That's the truth.
Really?
Seriously.
Now, I didn't know that.
Now, I didn't say that I didn't try. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it did slide through my invisible DM.
Yeah.
It's invisible.
But you got to think about it like this, too,
I just know that y'all know a lot about this.
No. Listen, I got a friend.
It's out there.
And my brother since day one, I got a friend.
Mm-hmm. Now you about to put your brother in.
No.
Shout out Miss MOE.
I didn't mention the name, but my brother since like day one. Mm-hmm. He said, "Why would you get a fans only page?"
Uh-huh.
And you can just go outside. You can see something. You know, people are using these crazy ass dating apps.
So why did you get a fans
here.
Only page?
I never had a fans only page.
So why did you go on the fans only page?
I never went on the fans only page.
Why'd you just wink at me?
Never. I did not wink. Listen, okay?
He knows a lot about this.
You know how they collect their bread. Is it through
how they tax it?
How they taxing it. What they doing on the page. It's an app.
It is an app.
Only on
that slid
Android.
Into a private DM. I'm just saying, I don't know who.
Only on Android.
Right.
It is only on Android. But he knows seriously that. Though. But seriously though, he like
knows. I feel like I'm being tricked.
Nah, you're not being tricked. Swear to
we're
God.
Being catfished.
I put this on TT, and you know I'm let's putting catfish that on my somebody. We could.
For real? Let's do it. I want to catfish somebody.
Yes. We could. Let's come on, let's do
who
it.
Who should we catfish?
What is our name gonna be? Who are we gonna be? White, black, Spanish? What are we gonna
we
be?
We gonna be black.
We should be all of that.
No, we gotta be somebody exotic.
We gotta be exotic, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're gonna knock that fans only page out the wall.
Yeah. Show. Yeah.
We're gonna do it.
We're gonna do
and
it.
We can
we gonna set that
we
up.
We gotta find somebody to come in and be the person.
We'll dress up Jersey Girl. Jersey Girl will play the role. She'll play the role as a
I mean, she do got the voice for it, you know what I'm saying? She got the voice.
Yeah, what you know about voice? See, here we going back to this.
Here we go.
I have a wonderful voice.
That she does.
I can take some fake model pictures.
Yes.
Facts.
Yes. Facts.
We got to use somebody. We got to find somebody really, really, really fly.
Right. Exotically.
We can get court.
What?
Get court.
Who's court?
Court.
Is that one of your fans?
C-O-U-R-T? Court.
Oh, my God.
Courtney?
I don't know. Is that
ooh,
short for
I like the name, Courtney.
Courtney does sound kind of freakish, like she'll get down and do some shit.
Courtney. Her name is Courtney.
We're going to have people falling in love, girl.
Ow.
No.
Okay, so her name is Courtney.
That's a good idea.
No.
Courtney. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just saying.
So we're going to do this.
We can get Court.
Cora. Her name is Cora.
I know.
Cora.
I call her Court. Okay.
Oh, my God.
How you know she like being named name.
Court?
Name
well, that's
Cora.
My nickname for her, okay?
And Court. We can't use her.
No.
Why not?
Because she's like a professional.
Right.
We don't want to mess up her.
We're not going to do that to her.
Okay, so we just got to find one of these round-the-way
chicks.
That's
why it's called catfish. And
we
got
to catfish. And then we got to find the person we're going to catfish.
And then we going to call and then we going to call Neve and...
Who the fuck is Neve?
From Catfish.
Oh, right. You see what I'm saying? Did it miss
like,
it? Did it fly
everybody.
Over your head? Listen, look. Let me tell you. And this is the honest God truth.
Oh, my God.
I sit in the house.
And bored.
I'm bored as hell.
Bored
I watch TV. Listen,
bored
I watch TV. I read hella motherfucking books.
What's the last book you read? Right.
50 Cent's new book.
50 Cent's got a new book?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, God. I can't even remember.
You just read it.
Because he ain't read it.
No,
just
no,
like he ain't.
No, seriously.
The fans
no,
on
seriously.
Girl.
No, okay.
We're being catfish.
No. But the book I read before that was actually The Art of War.
I said the last book.
The Art of War. So,
Three Little Bears.
It was 50 Cent's book. It was 50 Cent's book. It was 50 Cent's book and The Art of War.
You read The Art of War.
It's called The Art of War?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What was it about?
Okay.
Never mind. I was just
kidding.
You're about to go into this.
No, seriously.
You read Art of War.
Yes. I have the book in my house.
I need you to take a picture when you get home. Send
facts.
It to the group.
Facts.
I need receipts.
Group, facts.
Group chat.
Yes.
Group
send
chat.
It to
so
the group
that,
chat.
That's fine.
And we want to see your account to make sure you didn't go on.
That's fine. That's fine. And
I think you went
and
on
I
the
read,
fans only page.
No. And I read... And I read the
look,
auto.
Even,
see,
even
she talking.
Siri
disagreed. She talking.
That's
she like, nigga, stop you lying. You're lying.
Listen,
stop lying.
You
and
are
I,
lying.
Hold on. But
if Siri chimed
Siri
in,
said,
but,
come
on. Ace, come on.
Stop lying.
Listen,
you know you looked
but I
at
will
the fans
t- only listen,
page.
But I will tell you one
you
book.
You are number one fan.
Listen,
I have receipts.
Listen, the
receipts.
one book that will actually
I'm always
change.
Watching.
You know you
listen. Listen, shut up. Look, the one book that will actually changed my way of thinking.
Stop
honestly,
lying to your
co-host. No, I'm being serious. The one book that I read that actually changed my mind
you
about a lot of
shit. You never read
shits,
the book, Ace.
No,
he about to go home and look it up.
Look, no, it was the autobiography of Malcolm X.
Oh my God!
Swear to God.
He is lying right now.
I have the okay. So when
you
I get home,
you read the cliff notes.
Listen, no, when I get home. And I send y'all
he
pictures of these
to the
books.
Audible version on the way home, so he
listen,
know what it's
no.
about.
When I get home and I send y'all these books.
Bitch, read me the trailer.
Don't be mad, okay? Don't be mad.
Don't be sending me Crystal's books, okay?
First off, these are my books, okay?
This
they
is
belong
not your
to
book.
Me. You know what?
You know this is your wife's book.
You know what?
I'm still okay, Siri.
Okay.
Shut the
okay.
up.
I'm crying, bitch.
See, y'all see how they do me up in here? I love them to death. But y'all see how they do me in
fans
here?
Fans only.
No fans only. No fans only. I'm surprised you ain't trying to get a fans only.
I'm about to get me one. I'm done.
If it's pain like that, boo, look, we need to do something.
do something strange for a little change, huh?
They getting
that
paid.
That was fun. That was funny.
They getting paid.
They are getting paid.
I got tears in my eyes.
Girl, I had to grab me a tissue because he's making me cry.
But the taxes that they spend on that stuff, though, is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah?
You know you have a fans page.
You are the number one fan.
I never had a number
fans
one
fans only. Never. Avery checking in.
No. Never.
Fan number 124.
No. Shut
310.
You're
shut
already,
the fuck up, man.
You're already connected.
Never.
Stop trying to sign in, you bitch ass.
Y'all motherfuckers are wild, man.
You bitch-ass nigga.
Yo, why Steven A. came from behind that screen?
Oh, shit.
He said, y'all will not roast my ass.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm here. I'm here in live.
He lied.
I'm just saying. I mean, you can tell us. Right, we're family. For real.
Look, he had to start eating. He had to start eating.
leave me and this candy alone, okay, right now, okay?
They don't need the audio of you chewing. Bruh,
that's what he do on the fans only. He probably be up on the screen like, oh my God.
Please step back from
live.
The mic.
Let me live.
Siri, it's, you know it's bad if Siri be like, 6 feet, socially distance, please.
See.
You can only be a fan if you're 6 feet away.
Please wear your mask when you log on.
Jersey Girl going to have a fans only page soon.
And you going to pay to get on that?
Yes.
I will not.
Will yes. not?
When she turned African, did
not.
Yes. Yes, he will.
I will.
Damn.
Yes,
oh,
he will.
Oh, no.
He will be my
no,
first
no.
subscriber.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. She turned African.
Yes, he will.
No.
Okay. It's all fun and jokes,
man.
Y'all.
We
I'm serious. He got a fan only.
No, I'm serious.
Oh,
yeah. I don't have
fan only.
We know
he be fan only hopping.
Nah, never.
He logged on.
It's never. Just like going to Adams Morgan for him.
Club
he going to all the joints.
He fan.
Adams Morgan ain't popping.
And
like
then
that,
he eat
no
the
more.
Pizza.
Not
then.
Right now.
Yeah, not right now.
Not now.
The outside ain't fully open.
Now when it's open again, I'm out there. I gotta go get me a, you know.
Why?
A slice of pizza?
Yeah, facts.
Wait, what does she look like?
She know.
Oh, right out there.
You gotta go get that dollar slice, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Slice of pizza.
A dollar really? Slice? Where you get a dollar
slice? A dollar.
Well, you know it's the $5, but you know.
Don't be getting me hype because they, you know, that might have put the price down and then I'm gonna have to be out there.
Out there.
Because Insomnia Cookies out there too. Yeah.
Hold on, but you know what? Going back to that though. Like we was
back
talking
to what?
About
Adams Morgan.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He wanna go.
I'm going to go, but
even that's
though,
where we can meet our catfish.
So listen, we could.
Adams Morgan but, over a slice of pizza. Because that pizza makes you be 6 feet apart.
It will.
And
so
it definitely
so big.
Sobers you up when you're drunk. It definitely
no,
sobers
I don't know if it
up.
Did that.
No,
nah,
it did.
It helps.
It helps a lot.
It brings it down a little
that
bit.
That grease, yeah.
Just slides all into your stomach and okay. coats it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's
but
awesome.
Cheese. Yeah.
Yeah. Cheese.
Cheese. Yeah. But
thanks, knowledge.
But
cheese.
I used to work at a club or whatever in DC called Ozio's and they're closing Ozio's down.
What?
That sucks.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
He sounds so upset.
No.
That sucks.
No, it doesn't. You know why?
Oh, okay.
Because you can try to buy, we can try to buy the building.
What?
Y'all got big dreams.
Who got the money to buy that thing, man? You got money to do that?
We can try to buy the building.
Chaz, you got
I'm saying.
You got savings?
I got a little something, something.
Didn't I just say I was cheap?
We could talk something. We'll talk something
now. Yeah,
oh,
I got savings.
Oh, this credit is going
property.
Up slowly but surely. You know what I'm saying?
We need
and now is
estate.
A great time to get a business loan.
Oh. It is.
It's
true.
A great time
you
to get a
business
loan.
Especially
we,
for black folks.
We all can
they
get
trying
the
to give us everything.
I was this close.
That close. Halfway.
This close.
But no, but think about it, though. If we was to buy Ozio's, the building, we can do anything we want to.
Anything you want.
So what are we going to do? Socially distance?
We can have air tour.
What? What people, they're going to have fucking air horns? So
it's not always going to be quarantine.
Air tour.
I'm with you with the air tour.
Right.
We could host all kinds of things.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
right.
Hey, look, it's not air tour season, is it?
Okay. No, because
y'all blocked
us.
Y'all blocked us out.
I mean, what is that?
Air high five. I don't even remember. Do you remember?
Aries,
have you ever seen
season.
That show, Get Down?
Oh, don't do my hair like that.
Why we got to talk about my hairstyle right now? Why?
No, it's the whole.
I thought you was going to say he looked like Huey from the Boondocks.
No.
Hey, look.
I used to say that by my
Ace.
Look, you man. My guy. I thought that's what she was gonna
it's
say,
the
bro.
In the headphones, bro.
I know. I'm sorry.
We lied.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I'm so
y'all.
Sorry.
We just having good. A little bit of fun tonight. Shout out to everybody that's been reaching out to me though that wants to come in for an interview. We definitely gonna get back to you. We trying to get our calendar situated, and we're trying to work out the details. Stop the Violence platform with the purpose. The third
yes.
annual
the
Stop
third,
the Violence
yes.
platform.
Yes.
We will still be doing that somehow, some way. So stick with us. We're gonna let DJ Steve do what he do, and
we'll
be back.
Yes, sir.
You don't want it.
Step on the hate, I need me a hot machine on my boot. People just vibing, ran up some bands, now I need some models. Money is flipping, cash is piling. Got a bad bitch, she come from the islands. Never been a cop, but a nigga the sophomore. Rich nigga got more green than a golf course. Yeah, yeah, fuck with them niggas that hated before. Fuck my nigga, just hop on support. Fuck your bitch, she gave me the torch. Been a boss, now I'm gonna go. With a Montclair yeah. coat, knock down the pack like dominoes. Do not speak no English like Mexicano. Latina bitch, am I a bomb?
We gone, nigga want smoke, nigga yeah. get a bomb. Beat on my chest, nigga King Kong. Back to the club, nigga get gone. Better say yeah, nigga Lil Jon. Beat in the pack, whip. Fence on my line, kick it. Yeah. Before she bop it, she gon' twist. Walk out with half a man, I'll make a kiss.
They say keep grinding, little nigga, you gifted. I got the diamond shine, glistening. Roll your AP, wet Pacific. She said, get the pot, listen. Oh shit, he got a chop, duck, cover like I for a op. Yo, man, a rat, he fuck with the cop. Call car, you know he keep a Glock.
I keep a Glock.
I keep a stick.
Walk down, run down, shit hit a lick.
Smith & Wesson, that be my shit.
Feel like mine when I whip out the stick. 3+3, nigga, equals 6. Them boys yeah. undercover, nigga. Undercover, nigga, white chicks.
She like what's supreme. Type this bitch, hell nah. Need her as a lean. Need my pockets fat. Your pockets they lean. You make what you whack. It's so good to be. Need her on my team. She like what's supreme. Type this bitch, hell nah. Need her as a lean. Need my pockets fat. Your pockets they lean. You niggas, you whack. Gonna hit you with the beam. Get it right back. I don't even fuck with the facts. Chill. Pop an attack. Let me know how you gon' act. Chill. Never gon' lie. I don't even deal with that crap. Bitch. Smoking on pack. I don't even know how I'm at. Chill. Gucci my shoes. I don't even run no track. Knock his ass out with a bat. Bitch, she bad, she a brat. $100 for a snack. I came with the creases and I'm going crazy. The difference between me and you is you lazy. Fuck boys talking that shit on your face. Only pop good gas, shit is amazing. Run your mouth, put your face in the pavement. Nothing for free, bitch, you gotta pay. You say you mind, me know how you gon' act. Chill. Never gon' lie. I don't even deal with that crap on my team. She like what's supreme. I don't even know how I'm that bitch. Hell nah. Need her, she my lean. Need my pockets fat. Your pockets, they lean. You niggas, you whack. Hit you with the beam.
Yeah.
Hope you like it.
six deep, moving Excel. 5'5'6 in his head like jail. UPS, I shot to his house. Open the box, it's a bomb in the mail. I got that water. Wishing well. White Planet Joni, he living a well. I stay out the mix, I don't like trails. We leave him holy, Graham. 81 shots like Nitrate Lane. I don't wanna go to Mexico no more. Shame. We did 9/11 on that plane. Me and Osama met in first grade. Yeah, followed the drinking goal. We moving keys like we playing cool. I put a hole in his face like a pool. That strap on my shoulder like Curious George.
I feel like Bruce when I sat in the dark. Out of the chopper, seen like Judas Park. His mama destroyed, she pushing a car. He shot, he missed, that ain't smart. In the front of my tour bus, four rows apart. Your man drawing tips, he's amazing art. They didn't believe in me like Noah's art. My gun's your corpse, I heard it, I be like, Diddy, take that, give me that. That nigga Zan had a shooter, picture that. Chopper off with a guitar, nigga back. I told her she cannot get none. Calling him many and making them big swerve. Squidward, industry 24-7 like Big Bird. I'ma walk down, you get dry like a shit turd.
We make him sick, big boy.
Zan, you a pain in the ass, hemorrhoid. Come to a job, I can hear him, she employs.
Sound like you tech, make a big noise.
Hold up, Zan, what you taking them pills for?
Weirdo.
Hit with the stick, Happy Gilmore. Jetto. Hit with the stick, Happy Gilmore. Jetto. Hit with the stick, Happy Gilmore. Jetto. Hit with the stick, Happy Gilmore.
My sleep though, really don't care what you think though. Let's bump in the 3-0, and my home seems full of people. But we need all of the people. Told you to cut it like an emo. Give me the check, cause I don't need that. Whole freaking blown out speech, bro. Like that high, you did my sleep though. Really don't care what you think though. Let's bump in the 3-0, and my home seems full of people. But we need all of the rings though.
Told nigga cut it like you motherfucking emo. My name set up, them niggas get Evo. Yeah, Shawn Michael, these niggas is Tito. Yeah, I'm so live, all these boys just Tivo. The copy repeat, walking with water, then hop over beat. I caught me a quarter for towing the sheets. And my girlfriend of water, her car did not green. Hey, my flair is a Mac. I walk like a pimp and my stride is intact. And my hair is on 10 and I shout for the fact that my mind is on fire with diamond attached. Like a mason, I'm free as a gag. Overseas getting pounds, they just pay you in death. What is this patience you speak of? I lack. What's it gonna take to get you on my lap? Ride with the mayor like, ride with the motherfucking mayor like, care what these niggas not say, care not what these niggas gonna say about me. Shit, I break down the beat, I've been on my ground and I sprinkle the key. Pass it around and put you underneath. I said, we got the way, baby, we got the heat.
Tell the dude to cut it like an emo. Give me the check, cause I don't need no. Whole fucking blown out speech, bro. Man, how I do it in my sleep though. Really don't care what you think now. Relentless bump in the 3-0. And my hope seems for the people. But we need all of the rings though. Told the dude to cut it like an emo. Give me the check cause I don't need no. Whole freaking blown out speech bro. Like man, how I do it in my sleep though. Really don't care what you think now. Relentless bump in the 3-0. And my hope seems for the people. But we need all of the rings though.
Think I look better than her. Swagger and better since birth. Get no sex on my shirt. Berettas for niggas that lurk. Snub nose pout with a whole lot of clout. Knock doors down when we bring hoes out. Ride around town with my folks so loud. Look so rich, niggas said we sold out. Came in the game and I fuck on Topanga. Said I meant the word and play. 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 I meant the word and play.
Feel like the king and my queen is Coretta. I've been made a living, I'm never gonna give in. I'm just way too driven, that's why I've been thinking. I'm scared that I'm sinking, I'm scared that I'm falling. The world think I'm balling, and maybe I am. But don't give a damn, back in the beginning. Did not have a plan, don't know who I am. Or who I'm becoming, but I'ma do me to the fullest. Alright, busting and dodging them bullets all night. Take over the world, yeah I'm thinking I might. Got them all in my sight, I know that I'm strong. I know that I am, I know I'm the man. And whether you're poor, you feel with financial security. Everyone deal with their own insecurity. Even the preacher was born with impurity. Scared to go out even with my security. Scared of the world and all of its obscurity. Pray for maturity, hope that I grow. Hope my anxiety stay on the low. I swear I hope that shit don't fuck up my flow. Where do I go? What would you do if suddenly all of your dreams came true? What would you do if you did it all? If you ain't never had to lift a finger, would you linger like fuck them all? Guess it's your call, but I can't. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Switch up the plan like homie that went from Verizon to Sprint. Can you hear me now? Does anybody out there feel me now? What's your name? What's your game? Come now, boy, just switch your flow. Feel the pain, beat the game. What you trying to say, though? Novocaine to the brain. I can't feel nothing no more. In my lane, can't refrain from letting these people know. What's your name? What's your game? Come now, boy, just switch your flow. Feel the pain, beat the game. What you trying to say, though? Novocaine to the brain. I can't feel nothing no more. In my lane, can't refrain from letting these people know. How I feel, yeah, that's how I feel. Break it down, roll it up, that's how high I feel. How I feel, how high I feel. Down, roll it up, yeah. Searching for bliss only led me to searching for hits, only led me to battle depression. I done learned my lesson, cause fame never lessened the pain. What if your life was under a glass, and people try to dig up shit for your past and tell you what's good and what's not? And every time you drop a song, they say that it's whack or it's hot. And don't give a damn that it came from the heart. They tear it apart like hyenas. It's here for the dreamers, it's here for the people that know what I'm saying. All of the people that know what I'm saying. Fuck social media telling me who I should be and just how I should rap. They always compare, they always compare me to others and try to pit me up against all my brothers. Now why you think so many rappers be overdosing at the crib? Cause people just won't let them live in the public. It's constantly thinking they know them, but nobody knowing what's going on inside. And they wonder why we all high. Shit, maybe I'm just overthinking, or maybe I'm just over smoking and drinking. And when I can't deal with that hate, I self-medicate. Sit in the corner and think of a better day. Maybe this bullet can help me to get away. I just cannot seem to think of a better way. Even though I know that it is, it's why I keep going, it's why I keep flowing, it's why I keep persevering. Even when I'm here and I'm a bitch, I'm a fag, I'm a motherfucking hype beast. I ain't black in the slight least. I ain't good enough, I should quit, I should kill myself. Cause you'll never be Kenny, you'll never be better than Drizzy and Cole. You're losing your hair, you're too fucking old. Yeah, these are the comments I'm reading on Twitter right now that make me depressed and they pulling me down. I'm trying to swim, but I think I'ma drown. So I'ma turn that feeling into a sound and play it when nobody else is around. Whenever I feel like I'm far from the ground, God give me the power to battle depression. Yeah, run out the round. I wish I was famous, I wish I was rich, I wish I could just get up out of this bitch. But be careful what you wish for, cause it ain't everything that is cut out to be. My life is good, but not good as it's about to be. Cause I got vision, don't fuck with division. The gap where I'm risen, I think that I am. Do what you love and do not give a damn. Fuck all that haters you see on the gram. Just mind your own business and be a good man. Be a good boss and be a good friend. Spread your imagination to the millions. Don't worry about how to maintain all your millions. Just spread that positivity for the children. And all of the haters that's hating, just love them. Cause that's the only way you ever gon' kill them. Know somebody feel them. Last but not least, put your ego on the shelf and remember, love yourself. No, no, no. Put your ego on the shelf and love yourself. No, no, no. Put your ego on the shelf and remember, love your member, love yourself.
Love, yeah. belong at your bed. I got you on speakerphone. We there, yeah. Need you long. I can be in bomb. This Glock is two-tone. Hey. That bitch got a red phone. Hey. That girl has a red phone. I'm speaking the pain in my headphone. Hey. Where you at, baby? It's bad phone. She wanna party, not the red zone. Even put flow around the bedroom. You brought my hundreds in your head, too. My white blood call me Jigaboo. You capping your rap, I don't listen to. I'm out with the grass cars, like a movie. You know that he rap, nigga, you not shooting shit. Got her titties out like Hooter. I'ma put a lot to it out like a Uber. Nigga, my zilla started eating noodles. She in the water, licking on my pool noodle.
What up, what up, what up? We back in the building. I was having a little technical difficulty. My yes, charger's sir. Not working. I don't know if y'all know anything about that.
That's what she called
it. That's what she said.
That's what it she is. Said. That's what it is.
I think I got bit, y'all. Damn it.
Oh, hell no. Sweet by meat. What?
A mosquito.
Here we go.
Sweet meat.
You left that damn West mosquito nine. Outside.
Right. Right. Right.
Get him too. Get him too.
All right, so we have plans to bring you guys a lot of different things this time around, and I hope to get some insight from the people that watch the show or don't watch the show that are just starting to get to know who we are.
Again.
we're trying to do a lot of things in the community as well. So if you have a community event or idea and you want us to come out and cover, definitely hit us up because we're down to do all of that.
Please do.
Let them know about the other shows that are on the station.
Okay, so Monday we have No Tomatoes at 10 p.m.
Woo, No Tomatoes.
Tuesday, FBCL Hour at 12.
What is it?
12 p.m.
FBC?
FBCL.
I think that's the faith. The faith.
Oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wednesday yeah. Oh, right here. Right would here. Be us.
Seriously.
Oh. Turn up.
Also, Wednesday at 11, we have two guys bull chatting.
Two guys bull chatting. Yes, I'm going to have to check them out because right. They're going to be in here tonight.
Right.
I'm going to see what they're doing.
Thursday at 7, we have Real Talk Radio.
Real Talk.
Okay. 10 p.m., The Ryan Show.
The Ryan Show. That sounds like it's supposed to have like one of those.
Right.
The Ryan Show.
Oh, God. Stupid.
Well, we should be able to do that one.
Right,
okay.
Right.
And I believe Saturday at 7, we have This, That, and the Third.
Ooh. Shout out Bobby Soul. That's him.
Bobby.
And he does the No Tomatoes.
No Tomatoes.
I think with his daughter.
What yeah.
Up, what up? Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's just if you're an independent artist and you want to get your music heard, you can submit your music and they'll play it that night. You can also submit to get interviewed on any of the shows. Okay. Just let us know. We here for you guys.
Right.
Wednesdays, 9 to 11, Sirius Benson Show.
Yes, sir.
Definitely check us out.
Please.
Yeah,
check
and us. Like I said, we have a lot of different things that we're going to be pushing here soon. We're going to do a couple little episodes that'll be hosted on our page mm-hmm. on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So make sure you go subscribe to the Sirius Business Show on YouTube. We need as many subscribers as we can get.
Yep.
Now is the time to network, build, and complete.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're trying,
third
to, we're trying to build
annual.
What Stop, do we the have
Stop the Violence. Stop the Violence will be coming up this
platform
summer.
With a purpose. Can't forget that platform with a purpose.
Stay tuned for the dates and times.
Yes, because we're going to need vendors, artists, business owners, whatever you do. However, we're going to have to do it because I'm not sure because of. I really don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of months. We entered into phase three. We're off of. Restriction.
Right.
Kind of.
Right.
The kitties. I call it restriction because we can go, you know, we can do a little more than we were able to do.
Still got to wear your mask in your stores. And be safe.
Wear the mask. I only go to the stores that I know I ain't got to wear the mask.
Wow. Well, Walmart, they stopping you like, I
know. I'm not going in Walmart without a mask. Now, there, I will wear, I don't know why. Because Walmart makes me feel like I'm at a concentration camp.
Why?
They got the speakers in the outside, and they start talking. And then they got the lines on the ground. And you
a lot
go
of stores have lines.
Yeah, but they don't have the speakers in the... And then they got the helicopters that's always flying over the Walmart garage. It's just paranoia. I swear I haven't
seen the helicopters.
I'm getting nervous right now.
I haven't seen
now.
Them yet.
I don't like, when I go into Walmart and I have the mask on, I go straight to the back of the Walmart.
What's in the back?
It's nobody's back there. Everybody's in the front.
No, she's right, because you can get your stuff in the front and just go to everybody's the back and the check front. Out. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So I try to stay.
Electronics.
Facts.
Stay to the back.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
I wear my mask. Sort of.
I don't know, kind of,
under my nose.
Yeah, right. And which is like, pointless. Well, why are you wearing a mask?
Why are you wearing it if you pull it down? Because I can't fucking.
Why are you worried about what my mask is at?
Exactly.
On my face.
Facts. I got one and you can see it.
Why?
That's all I'm saying.
It's my shit.
It's mine.
If I feel that I'm covered in the blood of Jesus and I'm going to be okay.
Won't he do it?
Won't
Amen.
He do it?
Mm. Then Amen. Let me wear my mask below my nose so I can breathe Hallelujah. And I'm not passing out in here and y'all injecting me with COVID. I mean, that's something else.
Hallelujah.
Hold on. But,
say that, say
but,
that.
But also with that, though, remember we was talking about earlier, they decriminalized
marijuana.
Zeke, it's not legal in VA.
But, I mean, if you ain't got $25, you shouldn't be smoking anyway.
Facts.
Okay, I'll take my citation, please, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a smoker, per se.
Look,
you ain't even going, to inhale no more. You're just going to give me my citation, bitch.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
Give my shit.
Goodbye. But, you know, it's decriminalized now, so, you know.
But you know what? In a way, it's already been decriminalized before this date because people were getting stopped and they were just getting minor citations. They had did this before July 1st.
True.
Oh,
now
true.
It's official.
Right.
But it was done before that because I was in the probation office. No, I'm not on probation, okay? I just happened to be there for somebody else. I picked up the pamphlet. I'm one of them people that pick up all the pamphlets and read all the pamphlets and shit.
Okay.
I'm a geek on the low. So
I am too.
I picked it up and I read it.
In the know.
Yeah.
You know, and it told me.
That.
So I read that shit. Like, if cops come around talking shit, I'd be like, hold on. Let me go get my paper.
Right.
Hold on. Because
this says right here, section 12-2348.
Yeah.
that I get a citation because this is not that much.
Mm-hmm. It's
now, the police came in our neighborhood and it smelled like weed and a couple of little teenagers was outside smoking or whatever. And they was like, can y'all just keep it inside? I said, it wasn't us, officer.
It was not us.
It wasn't us this officer. Time.
This time.
Yeah. I'm just saying it wasn't me.
it wasn't me.
I was painting and sipping.
Jesus Christ. But you know what, though? Honestly, I don't
Are you coming
think...
to get a jacket?
Oh, hey, no, you gonna
by yours truly?
Yeah, you gonna do my jacket.
What you getting on your jacket?
Business. For that one, player, you gotta
y'all better come get these custom
one.
Jackets while I feel like doing
I'm
them.
Trying to figure out what I want on mine.
I like it better when y'all just let me do me.
I'm gonna let you do you. You know.
And well, just I tell me some of the things
jacket.
That you like.
What do I like? You know what do I like?
She likes long walks in the park.
What?
I do.
Standing under the moon.
She likes to eat.
I like Prince.
She loves deep voices.
Purple.
That she
rain.
Does.
She does
purple
like the deep rain. Voice.
I do like a deep voice.
She loves if you can sing to her.
Oh, what? And cook?
I can
oh, if
bruh.
You can cook and sing,
I can cook. I can't sing. I can cook.
Candy's off at the door.
Singing. No. Why are you cooking? Bruh. Oh, my God. I'm yours.
Can you sing?
Nah, but I can cook.
Damn.
What can you cook? Just like you read. Now you're telling all kinds of stories tonight.
First off, I made some baked ziti a couple of weeks ago, and that shit was hit.
She caught that.
I made some baked ziti a couple of weeks ago, and that thing was hit.
So now
what the fuck
you
is,
are
what is baked ziti really?
What?
Noodles.
Well, I know what it is. Do you make your sauce from scratch?
It's real good.
Of course.
It is good.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Okay, we about to have a cook-off.
First things first.
He is
really?
So full of shit
no.
right now.
I need
really
break it down.
Really
sauce.
Hold
sauce.
On. No, no,
give
no,
it to
no,
me.
No, no,
sauce.
No, no, no.
Give it to me.
No.
Sauce.
My
yes.
Got,
give me the
my
sauce.
Got some jerk stuff in there.
Give me the sauce.
Listen,
give me the sauce.
New Jersey.
What's in
right
your
there?
Sauce?
So do you
give me
want
the sauce?
Do you want the regular? Or do you want the enhanced?
I'm saying I want
which
the
one
enhanced.
You make?
I want the one that you make.
Give me the enhanced
because
version
I know you
of
ain't
your
enhanced
sauce.
Nothing. You go get a bottle of ragu.
Come on.
No, I'm.
And then
no
you
ragu.
Get
come
the,
on because I'm semi homemade. I'm not gonna fake.
Then you get the baked
ziti. I'm not gonna fake.
You've been around us Italians, girl. You good?
Look. Okay.
So
first things first, my parents are from the South. Okay.
Give
okay,
me
that
the sauce.
That's why they making baked ziti and not a lasagna.
Skimming.
Yes, ma'am.
Skimming. Yes, ma'am. Sauce.
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 Little pepper, little salt, little oregano.
Okay.
That is not making a
wait,
that's seasoning, right? That's flavors.
Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, come on.
Okay, what's in your sauce?
Yeah, you know, to enhance it, you can put some THC in there.
Oh, my God. You're feeding it to the kids.
Hopefully
not. Is this for just you?
Hopefully. This is me.
Oh, can I get the sauce?
I'm going to bring you some.
Okay.
Next week.
He's not giving me the sauce.
He's going to buy some ragu.
And put some THC in it.
He's going to put some salt and pepper.
And oregano.
And he'll probably put, you know, the dried peppers that you can put inside
the flavor. No.
To flavor it.
And if you do use peppers, you use ghost peppers.
A dash of sugar.
You do use ghost peppers.
Because it cuts the acidity. I don't do sugar. It cuts the acidity. I don't do sugar.
Ghost peppers.
It cuts the acidity.
Yeah.
The sugar.
I got you next week.
He probably gonna take the. He'll probably take a pack of noodles.
A pinch of some ramen.
Nah, no ramen.
Some jail.
I'll take a pack of noodles. House
noodles.
I'm gonna bring you some next week, and you.
But
tell
you
me what
can't even tell me what's in your sauce, so it's suspect. It's not sus.
So when I bring it next week, and you taste it,
it's sus.
You taste it.
Oh my Jesus!
You tell me what it tastes like.
You taste it first.
Oh, I'm going to taste it first.
Taste it.
That's what he said.
Yeah, okay.
Steve, can you cook?
Hell yeah, I could cook.
Okay.
What's your best dish?
I ain't going to tell y'all my secret recipes.
That's what I'm saying.
But
like,
you can tell us part.
I'm not telling you what's in the sauce.
You can leave out one or two things.
Who does that?
Anyway.
I was just waiting for my man not to say his secret
recipe. Right. I'm not saying everything that's in there.
He could have said crushed tomatoes or whatever. Or, you know, you take the tomatoes and you,
see,
you know,
first off, you don't crush your tomatoes.
That's one thing different that we do.
I said I'm semi-homemade. I will buy a can of crushed tomatoes.
No, you don't do no crushed tomatoes.
Look, let me tell you something. No. In my spaghetti,
diced tomatoes? Yes, you can. And now they got the kind that are already seasoned with Italian herbs.
Yes, it does.
Put that in there. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Say less.
Okay, how about we bring our spaghetti?
And I'm going to bring my baked ziti next week.
Uh-uh. You bring that dry ass baked ziti.
Hold on. We going to bring it. We going to have a cook-off next week.
If my oven was working,
I'm bringing garlic bread.
You come over to the house, you know where I'm at.
My oven broke still.
Come on.
I'm having a flashback.
To
I think we ran through this problem before.
A cook-off?
Did we?
Remember with the
food? Oh, yeah.
With the what?
You're right.
So,
I remember.
No, the T-R-U-S-T is kind of like, you know.
Yeah. I remember that.
You spelling?
Because you were supposed to bring that, you know, that good old
macaroni and cheese, and they never bring
man.
It.
Oh, what you just got our mouths.
Oh, now you don't remember.
I don't remember.
You were supposed to bring
hold up.
And Brother Knowledge some macaroni and cheese.
Why did your shoulders just do that?
Because.
Did you see that shit?
Yes.
You got to understand one thing about food and men.
And you did not. And hold on.
What is it with men and food?
Tonight you bought in some fish.
Fish, fried fish, and you ain't want nothing.
Because you had hot sauce on that.
She made fish?
You don't. And you from the South?
No.
You imposter.
No. I don't do that.
Imposter.
No. I don't do that. I don't do that, Texas
imposter.
Pete.
Imposter.
I don't do that, Texas Pete.
Siri said, you are
lying.
I don't do that, Texas
lying.
Pete. I do that good island hot sauce.
Oh, you talking about that hot
sauce. Yeah, that hot sauce.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Wompity womp.
I don't do that.
So what's your favorite dish to cook?
My favorite dish?
Yes.
I like chicken Alfredo.
I can do that too.
Okay. I love, which is easy to make. Anybody can make that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anybody
can. You can, but you if you make it from scratch, so much
you got to use the right chicken. I don't know if that makes sense, but anyways.
For the sauce, too.
You got to get that farm-raised chicken.
That's your recipe, not mine.
Exactly.
Anyways, back to my recipe.
You got to use that farm-raised chicken, player.
Okay.
That farm-raised.
So what's your Alfredo sauce from scratch?
I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
Did you say yes or no? What? I didn't say what was in it.
You are just trying your hardest, sweetheart. Look here. It's
not
going to happen.
You can just say, yes, my Alfredo sauce is from scratch.
My sauce is from scratch.
It's not a word.
Your sauce is from the damn
soup. No, it is not.
Prego Alfredo sauce.
No, it is not, player. Okay.
Your sauce is from the damn soup.
So hold on. So we got a bet. We gonna do this cook off next week.
Shout out Marcus Smoot, y'all.
I'm bringing some baked chicken.
I'm gonna bring in the ziti.
What up, fam?
What you bring?
Your baked ziti is gonna be dry.
No,
I
it ain't.
No, it ain't.
You can see it.
I just in my mind. Then he gonna probably like try to put a shitload of cheese on top of it.
Nah, play.
And that joint gonna be constipated. In between the cheese particles, it's gonna be like like peanut butter, bitch.
Let's make a bet
peanut
on
butter.
That. Let's make a
baked
bet.
Chicken.
Unless he gonna buy two bottles of ragu.
Let's make a bet on
unless
that.
He gonna buy the ragu.
Let's make a bet on
how you get your
bet money?
Your paste.
What we betting?
How you get your sauce?
When it gets what? Who's the taste tester?
Us, bitch.
We all gonna taste
it. We gonna taste
there. We gonna taste test Bobby. Everybody's
we
gonna
food. Make Bobby eat it.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby,
yeah. So we gonna get
Bobby.
You in here. Yeah. You gonna eat it? Okay.
We gonna taste test it.
Well,
I'm gonna make sure your chicken ain't dry.
Oh,
dry.
Do you know who you talking to?
I almost reached out,
girl,
and put my hands upon him.
You seen that movie, Bats?
Who? Yes.
One day.
Give me your plates.
So
we on for next.
Said,
we
okay, so next week
baked
on
chicken.
Our show,
baked
we gotta have our challenge.
Okay,
fruit roll up.
Okay,
fruit roll up. Who can
fruit
eat it the best?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, and then we're gonna have our cook off.
Okay.
So are we making? You making baked ziti?
I'm making baked ziti,
and we make something. So are y'all making this together?
What
are you making?
I'm a taster.
What?
I'm a taster.
Listen, I'm gonna make my.
Okay,
baked
we do need somebody to taste.
Right.
Bobby
right.
ain't in here.
All right.
Well,
so
I'm already winning. If Steven's the taster, I already won. He know I can cook.
My stomach got a lot of space. I know
I can cook.
My stomach got a lot of space.
He already know I can cook. This ain't fair. I'm just letting you know that off breaks because he already had my cooking.
Would you like to put on a friendly wager?
Put you to sleep.
I'm just saying.
A friendly
wager. I make them
wagers.
Real plates.
Friendly wager.
Wager.
I like winning.
We can put on a friendly wager.
Win,
okay, and you cannot.
But see, you need somebody else to go against.
Because you, I need
if
proof,
me and her cook is not gonna be fair.
No, I need proof of you actually cooking this material.
Facts. Okay.
So I need
footage.
A video
footage.
That's fine.
Of you in the kitchen.
And I need
don't
one of you too.
Don't try to hide the catering boxes.
I'm trying to say.
I'm not gonna cater nothing.
I'm trying to say.
I'm not gonna cater nothing. Okay,
I'm
saying
the boxes, okay?
And watch this though. Okay, so
what are we watching?
So the wager.
Why do we have a pick and you don't have no hair?
So the wager.
Bitch, I didn't even pay attention.
She
to
just
that.
Tried to play me. Oh, we about to go in.
Why? Why do you have
you don't
a
see
pick?
This big guy right here?
T Rock, come here. Shout out T Rock in the building, y'all.
T Rock.
He got a whole pick, but he don't have
sure
no
do.
Hair on his head, yo.
Sure do, bro.
What the
you
hell is
saying?
Going on?
Doing it for my beard, player.
Hey, T Rock, he just challenged me to a cook off.
Come on, we can do this.
Is he losing his mind?
Nah.
And guess what
he tripping.
He making baked ziti.
It's like that, T Rock. I ain't gonna win. See?
Thank you.
Nah, now I'm trash food.
Oh,
we cook to put your ass to sleep.
Oh, really?
Can you come
we
back
cooks
next
to
week
put
to
your
food?
Ass to sleep.
Tell us who's
please
best.
Come back next week.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
all right,
we have two tasters. Okay, two. I
mean, all right, so the baked ziti, the chicken, and what you cooking?
But I'm saying he's by himself.
You making chicken?
I'm making baked chicken.
Okay.
What
y'all want me to make the macaroni?
Oh my God!
Oh yeah, do that. Do that. No.
All over again.
No.
Yes.
No. Let her do that.
That's a lot of pasta.
Because
they go with
chicken. Let her
do it.
Does.
You got to come hard, bro.
I'm going to come hard. I promise you.
You know what I'm
we
saying?
We need a vegetable.
I got you.
That shebang.
I got you.
I mean, because I could do spaghetti, but you, I mean, that's shebang.
I want the macaroni
and my
and
sauce
the cheese.
Is scratch.
You take a piece.
Scrickety scratch.
Yeah.
My mama Italian.
You
got to
bring
that.
Girl.
That little, I want that macaroni and cheese Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm gonna bring that baked ziti.
I was gonna say, huh?
I'm gonna come to your house.
Come on.
And I'm gonna make that baked ziti and
they
you're gonna make that chicken, right?
For war, do you hear this?
And you making baked chicken?
Baked chicken.
Mm.
Ooh, it falls off the bone.
Really?
It falls off.
Really?
When you pick it up, just falls in place.
It just falls. You take
know,
it like this.
But you know
like
what your shit gonna do next week? Let me show you what it's gonna look like.
Oh, you gonna do me like that?
You
just
see
gonna
this?
Do me like the
you
chips?
See this chip?
Oh, it's
you
gonna be like that?
You see the dust that's in there?
Wow.
Okay.
And he gonna eat the chip.
Okay.
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 Don't be having Crystal cook. Matter of fact, I'm gonna call
right,
Crystal.
Exactly. Please do.
I'm gonna call Crystal.
First,
and
off,
tell
I first off, I cook my own food, Blair.
Okay.
What
I,
look.
I, I'm gonna
look,
call Crystal.
Look,
and
make
I'm
sure
ask her.
That she don't help.
And make
she
sure,
ain't
make
never
sure.
Help.
Oop. Make sure she ain't
Crystal
in the kitchen.
Don't let him talk to you.
She ain't never helped
like,
player.
Baby.
Okay.
Baby, don't do all it.
Right.
Don't let him talk
mm-hmm.
about you.
He
not, I'm not going to let him
up.
Do it.
I think he really just want a meal from us.
Challenge.
Aww,
he about to bring
shit.
In food. He about to bring in food.
Shit.
This sauce about to be bland as hell,
girl.
Bitch. Should we lie and say it's good, even if it ain't no good?
No.
No, see, that's why I'm the judge, too.
Right.
That's why I'm the judge. Because I'll tell somebody if your shit is nasty.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I'll show you.
Okay. All right. So we all good. Everybody eats chicken, right? Right. Everybody eats chicken.
I
want to
see how.
You ain't going to be having this shit for a week after you.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. We're having a conversation.
Pause.
I want to see how good this chicken going to be.
It's going to be good.
It's going to make you smack a couple of motherfuckers on the way home.
Okay.
I mean, we can throw some fried chicken in there, too. Just for GP.
We could.
Just for GP.
But we want some buffalo wings or barbecue.
Barbecue.
We could do a variety.
Barbecue.
Lemon pepper.
We could do some lemon pepper.
The Jack Daniel wings, we get Nola to make them.
Bitch.
It's going to be over.
Don't play.
This is Thanksgiving.
It's going to be over.
You know
20
what?
Years, boo. We got 20 years, boo.
We just going to get the ladies and make the ladies go against him.
Him.
Hold on. I never had a complaint in my whole life.
Me either.
That's because the right people ain't been eating their food.
Oh, no.
So we got
to go. You ain't never had to cook up against
babies
us.
Babies don't know. You can't claim your kids. Oh, no. Because they don't know.
Listen. Right. Never.
They're accustomed to the, the cardboard table.
So we got to call this something. We got to call it. We got to name
it.
The serious business cook-off.
And I mean never.
First annual serious business cook-off.
Never had anybody complain about
You know who we should have come in and taste the food too? Z. Bobby Soul's son, if he's in town. I'm going to ask that.
Oh, you know who we can have come in and taste?
Who?
My cousin. You know he has his own thing on YouTube, his own YouTube channel. Fat Snacks.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
We need a palate.
You know, I could bring him in.
We need a palate.
You know, I probably could talk him into
coming in.
Maybe we can put a post up and invite
somebody
in.
Shout out to my homie out there, Fat Snacks. Let me just put that out there. Holla at my boy.
Okay.
One of the people that listen, maybe. We can have them come in also to taste.
That'll work.
We're going to have to just socially distance these packages.
Right. You stand there.
Right.
You stand over there. Right.
But I'm telling you, this is a...
You hear how dry your mouth sounds?
He needs some water.
Tonight she just needs some milk.
He needs some milk.
This one is going in. She going
I'm
in.
Just
saying,
never.
Just say that's how it's going
to
sound.
So, is that your final answer?
Baked
ziti.
That's all you want.
There's nothing else. Nothing else.
Don't make me make my curry chicken with my
cabbage.
Well, if you want to do that, I can do jerk.
Well.
You gonna be mad.
I don't want no jerk.
You gonna be mad because ain't nobody gonna touch
What's the
that
other
shit?
One you make with the pasta and the shrimp and the chicken? What is it? What is it?
Oh, the Rasta pasta.
Yes.
Did you say Rasta?
You don't want to do this.
What is that?
Listeners, they putting me up for a challenge right now. Like
that
I
you all know,
dude.
I'm vicious with
you're bringing baked
ziti
to. I can't even say it. To a macaroni and Chaz cheese party.
Macaroni and Chaz cheese.
I want to know what this macaroni hitting for.
I want that. Ooh, that Rasta pasta.
I broke up a couple of relationships with my macaroni.
I might want to. Oh my gosh, I'm having an epiphany right now. Yo, I could think about mixing the Rasta pasta with the macaroni and cheese at the same. With the chicken,
what?
The falling. Oh Ooh. My!
You see how his mouth is kind of drooling.
Man, Ace, I will
your
add you.
Dry.
With your baked ziti, if you bring that in, it's on point. Oh,
I'm telling you,
all three of you mixed.
Did you hear that keyword? If it's on point.
Give it. I ain't never had nobody complain in my whole life.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Telling you.
I don't think you want this.
So you're sticking with the baked ziti.
Sticking with the baked
ziti. That's your favorite, most.
Bobby Soul, real quick.
Bobby,
we need you next week.
Bobby,
we got a cook off. He thinks that he could cook better than us.
Than us.
And he's bringing baked ziti. We're bringing fried baked chicken, baked chicken, macaroni and cheese, baked macaroni and cheese.
Tell him, it's a wrap. Dude, they already got my mouth.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
And ziti's like right next to
I think it's going
to
be dry.
Uh-oh.
He's making the ziti.
I think he's making ziti.
So we're using his palate as well.
Told that, yep.
He's okay, so you'll do a taste test for us.
All right.
But you can't have a cook off and cook two different things.
Yes, what he says.
This
he
is
cooks
what he
good.
Cooks.
So and he said he does it from scratch. Dish. He said he does the sauce from scratch, but he couldn't tell us.
That ain't it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't give us. He wouldn't give us.
We need somebody that's gonna know.
Well, let's all pray right now.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father. Dear Lord. We come to you this evening.
And we pray that his food does not taste like bread crumbs.
It ain't gonna taste like no bread crumbs, Claire.
Man, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Right. So the menu is.
I'm rooting for you. Mm. Should we do a little salad in there?
Like I'm saying we need a veggie.
We can do a little garden salad.
It could be like a potluck, kind
of. Yeah, a little garden salad.
Okay, we're doing a potluck.
Like a small potluck.
Okay. Serious business potluck.
A welcome back potluck type thing.
And wish y'all could be here to taste it.
Oh, man, it's about to go down.
I'm saying one lucky person can come in.
Hey, that would be nice.
And grab a plate. And I'm not talking about family that y'all know me and y'all know, oh, she making mac and cheese, I'm coming.
No.
I'm going to make a small little meatloaf size pan.
What should they do to win?
I could do a small little meatloaf pan of macaroni.
Yeah, what should they do to win?
They should do something to win, to come in and get a plate. What should they do?
No, submit maybe something? Submit their best dish.
Mm, yeah.
Oh no, I can't eat everybody's cooking.
That would be a negative.
That's true.
No disrespect and no shade to our listeners.
Your baked ziti better not be dry. I'm praying it ain't dry.
It's not.
And we want the video.
That's fine.
Matter of fact, can you do it live on Instagram?
Sure.
You don't have to show us all your ingredients.
No, we don't need all the ingredients. Okay. We'll give
you
that.
You're not going to get no ingredients. Duh.
We're not trying to
get one spice or salt or grain of seasoning that you will see.
We won't.
Not even a half a cup of milk that he puts in it. Yeah. And I think it's
we
like
just
a half
need to see.
Yeah. You're not.
Before we want to see the noodles
we
bubbling,
need to see
boiling.
We need to see all the ingredients kind of like
and then
out
in
on
the pot,
table.
The sauce in
so
the
like
pot.
So like a video of you going across the stuff that's all there in the house.
I got you. You show us the pot when it's bubbling.
Open
with the sauce,
the whatever you're using. Like, I need to see that you actually opened it. Like,
that's
the,
fine.
The Prego
thing.
No Prego.
That's messed up.
I tried to slide that in.
Ragu sauce.
No Prego. No Ragu. No.
Already made.
Right.
Shit that's been on.
So
the
and
shelf.
Then when it's in the oven, when you put it in the oven, bubbling, you know, put it in.
Do you put your cheese on when you first put it in the oven?
I put it throughout the baked ziti.
So you do.
Yeah.
Different layers, levels of
with like three or four.
You just
kind
of like stir it inside.
So,
of the
so
baked ziti.
What y'all telling me is I'm gonna be constipated.
Three or four different
cheese.
So if
cheese,
you got three and four, and I know you put,
girl, my mac and cheese.
Because I put like five.
My mac and
six
cheese is on point.
Cheeses in my mac and cheese.
I know it's on point because even the older people want my mac and cheese.
So
get that three or four cheeses in there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right, I can't taste it yet.
My mouth hasn't watered yet.
I can't taste your macaroni and cheese yet.
That's okay.
But
that's
all
right.
But you said it's good, though.
It's good.
I don't have to say it's good. Everybody that's ate it
can tell you
that it's good. I have a list of people that you can call. Matter of fact, I can call a friend.
Lifeline.
No, we are.
Matter of fact, the dude that when I was with Rise Radio, shout out Hollywood, he could tell you right now how much he loved my mac and cheese.
F that. Fuck that. We going to the home
F
team.
F that. Fuck that.
F that. Fuck that.
Who's the home team?
We going to K.
Oh, please.
What? He ain't there for nothing.
I've been with him for 20 years.
Nigga, what?
We going to K. That's who we going to. We going to K.
I'm saying, I've been 20 years in. He ain't gone nowhere. The food. I cook well.
You don't want to ask him that.
Don't.
I'm going to ask him about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because we almost.
All right, y'all.
Riding this out.
No, we're going to, just a couple minutes, we're going to say bye, you guys. It's been a great night to be back.
We
missed y'all.
I'm
so glad that everybody is healthy and we're all in good spirits.
We made it, y'all.
Like I said, we have a bunch of different things that we have planned for you guys to come up with. I mean, that we're coming up with and putting into play.
You will be the first
to know. A lot of it has to be done from home because, you know, the situation.
Outside ain't fully open yet.
We're going to definitely try to do some things where we can involve the community and you guys come out and be a part of everything that we're doing.
Facts. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
If you want to be interviewed in the street instead of coming into the station, we can come to you where you are.
If you have any events coming up,
let us know.
There will be a cost, though, if we come to you.
Yeah.
I'm putting that out there.
No, because that's a whole camera.
Yeah, that's a whole situation, right?
So, just let us know. Like I said, you can be interviewed on the station. You can submit your music. If you got a business, if you need promo, anything, hit us up, the Serious Business Show at gmail.com or on any of our social media sites.
Platforms.
If you know our individual ones, if you know the station one, whichever, you can still reach us. This your girl, Poetic One. Thank you, guys.
Jersey Girl, signing out. See y'all next week.
DJ Steve.